Hi, I'm back with another podcast. This episode is sponsored by Heath Willard. If you enjoy this episode, you can go thank him. If you don't like it, then you can send all your hate mail to him. I'd also like to take a moment to mention Chris Honeman and Q Times Billiard News. Q Times is a monthly publication covering the amateur pool scene in the western states and is looking to expand into covering amateur pool all across America. Please take a moment to check out their website at www.qtimes.com. A link to their Kickstarter campaign is located on their site, as well as access to their August issue in its new app format. Okay, the first thing I would like to inform you of is that today's episode has swearing in it, because, as a lot of you know, I swear a lot. If this bothers you, protect those tender ears and stop listening. This is your only warning. You proceed now at your own risk. In March of 2013, I played in the Chet Ito Memorial, a popular nine-ball tournament here on the West Coast. Chet Ito was the founder of my favorite pool room of all time, the California Billiard Club. He passed away from cancer in 2009. The tournament always has a full field, and many of the players are very, very good. I played well the first day and made it to the second. During the entire tournament, there was one spectator who, I shit you not, followed me around and seemed to make it his mission to make me admit that I was scared playing in this tournament. He insisted I did not belong. Seriously, what the fuck? So, this is the following rant that I wrote in reaction to that particular jackass and a couple others. I have different mental states when I am not in a tournament and when I am in a tournament. It wasn't always this way. For a long time, both my in-tournament and out-tournament personalities were one and the same. Oh, those were the days. If you think I'm a bitch now, you should have known me back then. Time and society have managed to wear off some of my angles, and I'm no longer a curmudgeonly stegosaurus all the time. One of my greatest challenges, if not the greatest challenge, has been the separation of my in-tournament and out-tournament self. Out tournament is exactly what it says. I am not in a tournament. If the tournament has not started yet, I am not in a state of competition. I am a reasonable human being with realistic expectations. After I am knocked out, I am, of course, out tournament as well. After I get my time to myself to process it all, my in tournament self fades and I'm back to being Hello Kitty. Haro! I am philosophical about my wins, if any. And losses, and I can discuss them in a logical manner. People say shit to me, and I can generally deal with most of it. If not, I have the presence of mind to walk the fuck away, because I am a reasonable human being with realistic expectations. My in-tournament self is the last completely unreasonable, feral thing about me, and rather than let it run wild or have society shoot it dead, I've tried to manage it into a tolerable coexistence. I had a good showing at the Chet Ito Memorial Tournament due to many factors, but the biggest contribution was made by my in-tournament self. When I am in a match, my in-tournament self begins to run at top speed. While in this mode, all I can think about is winning and how to achieve it. The opponent I play no longer matters. Every mental resource I have is poured into finding a way to win. Great shots and great fumbles are all the same to me. If I make a great shot, I don't take pride in it. It is one shot and there are many left. If I miss a ball with ball in hand, I don't beat myself up for it. All I can do is wait for another chance. I have 100% faith in all my decisions and I accept the consequences of those decisions. All I can think about is winning and all I do is push forward toward that goal. It is between matches that I have the hardest time dealing with society. Although I am not in a match, my mental state is still very much in tournament. I'm still 100% committed to winning. I do not care who I play next. The chart does not matter to me. I only want to bring the best game I have to the next match. I do not think about losing. I do not think about playing particularly well or particularly bad. I just want to continue moving forward. I had a hard time dealing with the comments I received during the Chet Ito. My out tournament self will concede that I had one of the easiest draws in the tournament and I should out to win all my matches, because that is the answer society wants me to say. I am never expected to cash well in a tournament of that caliber because, you know that I'm no good. My in-tournament self would remind the populace that, easy draw or not, none of my opponents simply lay down and surrendered. They all played. And even if I played terrible and shit out to win, I still had to slog through each of those matches to the end. After my first loss, my in-tournament self was surprised and not a little peeved at the comments saying, "Well, you had a good tournament," or "Certainly you didn't expect to win against him." To my in-tournament self, this tournament was not over. It was double elimination. As I said to one person, "I'm not out yet, so stop throwing dirt on the coffin." He reminded me that there were only pros left in the field, and my answer was, I did not care. My brash, absolutely driven in-tournament self grates on a lot of people. I get a lot of flack for being unreasonable, unrealistic, arrogant, ridiculous, stupid, unappreciative, unladylike. You name it, I've been insulted / complimented. But here's the thing. When I'm in a tournament, why would I want to tell myself I'm going to lose that the only reason I made it thus far was due to luck? Fuck, if that's the truth, I should just quit while I'm ahead and hit the bar. By dint of paying an entry fee, we all have at least a little hope we will do something. Otherwise, why not stay on the sidelines and talk shit? Losing is easy. Whether you can win is unknown, and therein lies the challenge. Winning demands you leave your comfort zone for the unpredictable. Winning demands you sometimes suspend reality, that you should first hope to do something beyond your everyday self, and then throw everything you have behind that hope with no logical, reasonable chance of success. Hope is what turns the impossible into the merely improbable, and in doing so, gives you the chance for success. Yeah, I had an easy draw, but I had prepared for that stroke of luck for years. Then, I had to demand more from myself in order to use the opportunity I was gifted, because I assure you, I was entirely capable of fucking off every match I won. I didn't need people telling me I wasn't a good player or that I had no chance. I don't know why people feel need to tell me those things, but I'm telling you now, that shit is getting old. At least wait for me to be out of the tournament before you impart your unsolicited opinions. My out-tournament self will then be agreeable, logical, reasonable, and realistic. My in-tournament self will tell you to fuck off because I'm here to win, and until that last ball drops and the cue ball doesn't scratch, no one, not you, not my friends, not a burning bush on a mountain, will convince me I don't have a chance. I do not have the benefit of talent the top players have. As an average player who is slightly competitive, I do not have the luxury to play this game only for fun. I do not have the greatest of financial resources. My internal drive to win must outrun these shortcomings. I am not a consistently good player, but given my drive and dedication, it is inevitable that I should be able to do something when given the chance. I think the hardest pool player demographic to compete in is where I am, and where lots of you are. You're good, but not good enough. That is, we're okay players, but never expected to do well past a point. When we do well, it is often attributed to luck rather than skill, and because of that, we never get a chance to enjoy our success. Social norms require we not say we played well to win for fear of looking arrogant. Over time, we sometimes begin to believe it was all luck and no skill, and that reduces our faith in our own abilities. We then play down to how other people think we should play, not how we want to play. This is why I spend so much effort maintaining my out and in-tournament personalities. One is to appease society, and the other is for myself. At times, I can go back and forth between the two as easy as flipping a switch, but that ease is not sustainable the further I advance in a tournament. Many years ago, I entered my first $100 tournament, and the three-digit price terrified and thrilled me all the same. I'd saved up money from my minimum wage college job until I could afford the travel and entry. I went to the pool room literally jumping with excitement and asked who else was going. There was no answer. One regular told me no one from that room went to that tournament because it would be throwing money away. I was shocked. I had always been told, by some of these regulars, no less, I needed to play better players to get better. Well, then where better to do that than one of the West Coast's biggest tournaments? "You're not going to win that tournament," he said. "There are 256 players, and you can't beat any of them." I knew I was a shitty player back then, the same way I know where I stand now. I was a reasonable human being with realistic expectations. I said, I know I'm not going to win the tournament, but I thought it was important to get tournament experience. He snorted, you're throwing your money away. What's wrong with $10 weekly tournaments? It's not the same. I don't want to spend my life playing $10 weekly tournaments. Well, then you go ahead and you throw your money off the cliff into the ocean, if that's all the sense you got. That image of throwing money off a cliff into the ocean has always stayed with me. I've thrown many thousands off that cliff in the name of tournaments and action, and I'm still doing it. After we sat in silence a while, he said in a softer, conciliatory tone, hey, I think you can still get your money back. It's real early, and if you write to them or call, maybe they'll give you a refund. I looked at him with dead eyes. A refund? Yeah, you can still get your money back. A refund. For real. A fucking refund. I laughed out loud at the idea. The feral side of me sprang into action, and I've had problems managing it ever since. There's only one acceptable way for me to get my money back, I said. I'm going to jump off that cliff and swim after it. And if I don't get it back, then at least I'm going to get my money's worth. He looked at me and said, you're fucking crazy. And I said, you know it.